Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is my honor to welcome to the program this morning Josh Pauls. He is a multiple gold medal winning sled hockey player for Team USA. And this week, Josh, we are going to have quite a tournament at the Centene Community Ice Center. First off, welcome to the program this morning. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me, Brian. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to Thursday through Sunday, the USA Sled Hockey Classic. Tell us about what's on tap.
Yeah, it's the second biggest sled hockey tournament in the United States every year. This is the first time that we've had the chance to host it. And so we're going to have 31 teams all representing their NHL clubs. It's the one tournament a year that you can only participate if you're sponsored by a team. So us here in St. Louis, we have two teams, and we're putting out one in the top tier, one in the bottom tier. And with a couple Paralympic gold medalists on our team and two other players on our U.S. programs, we're just really excited to be able to represent St. Louis and hope Blues fans show up for our biggest game on Friday at 6:10 p.m. It's free and open to the public. We're playing Boston, and we really want to stick it to them.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, you mentioned you have a couple of gold medalists. You're one of them. Who are the others who are going to be here?
So we have Steve Cash. He's another three-time Paralympic gold medalist, and him and I are the only two still on the team looking for a fourth. So if that's not enough star power to propel us to a couple victories, I don't know what is. But we're going to have 11 of our 17 national team players participating in this on their respective clubs. So we've got three guys in Nashville. We've got a couple more in Colorado and Chicago. We're kind of spread out all over. And so it's kind of nice to, you know, you're playing against some guys that you'd consider brotherly on the ice when we're together with the national team. But you know it's going to be fierce and competitive because we're just trying to make each other better.
Do you, even when you play somebody who's on like the national team, but you're competing with them, they're wearing that other team's sweater, does that even make it a little, I don't know about nastier, but oh yeah, nastier?
I mean, a little bit. Obviously, I'm not trying to hurt anybody, but you know, when I see that Blackhawk logo, I certainly can't take it easy on anybody. So, it's really just going out and proving to say, yeah, we're it's bragging rights, essentially. So it's intense competition. People that are coming to see this aren't going to come in and say, oh, well, this is going to be fun. Like, we get to watch a hockey game. No, you're going to see some highlight reel goals. You're going to see some amazing saves, especially from Cash. So, that's really worth the price of admission. And I said it's free, so everything we have is worth the price.
And it's being hosted by the Disabled Athlete Sports Association and the St. Louis Blues. Now, Josh, for those who may not be familiar with sled hockey, how does it work?
So basically, it's for anybody with a lower body disability that can't play stand-up hockey. We have two skate blades underneath a metal frame. We have a bucket seat, and then we actually use two sticks instead of one, with metal teeth at the bottom end, and then almost less curved hockey blade at the top. So we're using our arms to propel ourselves all around the ice. But then we're also sliding our hands down to handle the puck. And like I like to tell everybody, stand-up players, they have a little bit of advantage. Yeah, they have seven-foot-long sticks. Ours are a little shorter, so they get that extra poke check reach. But we're using our arms as our arms and our legs. They can skate with their legs and handle the puck with their arms. We have to do everything with two of our limbs. So it's really intense, at least when you first start. Now it's a little bit easier because I've been at it for 16 years. But, the way that DASA has been able to support our program over the past 17 years, it's been unreal, and this is going to be such accumulation of all their hard work and everything that we can do to help grow sled hockey in the St. Louis area.
Visiting with USA Hockey gold medalist, Olympic gold or Paralympic gold medalist, and world champion Josh Pauls about this week's USA Hockey Sled Classic, Thursday through Sunday at the Centene Community Ice Center. Yeah, you mentioned it's been around now 17 years. You said, how has the sport grown over that time, and how has the help of the NHL helped that growth?
Yeah, so the sport's been in St. Louis for 17 years. It's been in the United States since the late 80s. And man, I mean, if you could have seen some of the old sleds we used, it was one of those, like, instead of like a bucket seat, we had one of those like kindergarten chair seats that they took off that metal frame and stuck on a sled. We had Velcro seat belts. Now we're ratcheting them down with, you know, ratchet straps similar to what you would find on like a snowboard. So the technology has improved. We've gotten sponsorships by Warrior to start making sticks. And, you know, we've seen, at least at the national level, key sponsors like Toyota and Deloitte sponsor the national team. But it's the competition's gotten so much more fierce. Canada's our biggest rival on the national stage. And the NHL has really helped promote it through their Hockeyist for Everyone program. I know I'm a Hockeyist for Everyone ambassador for the NHL, and the work they're putting in to grow the game, especially in the non-traditional markets, is awesome. I mean, within, I don't know, a couple weeks of Vegas getting named a team, they already had a sled program starting to go, and now they even have a presenting sponsor. So it's great to see the growth of the game, especially all around the country and even in Canada.
Now, if somebody's interested, they know somebody who may want to give sled hockey a try, how do they go about doing that?
I mean, it's real simple. All they have to do is go to dasasports.org. So dasasports.org. They can sign up for our development team or our youth team, all depending on how old they are. But at the very least, they can show up, they can get some more information, and they can come onto the ice, hop in a sled, and give it a go. Because, you know, hockey is something for me that I'm real passionate about, but only because it's given me a spot where I feel like it has for so many other disabled people, able-bodied people. It gives you a feeling where you belong. And I know we've been lucky to have, well, I don't know, it depends on how you want to phrase the lucky word. We've had some military vets come back and help us win gold medals. You know, it's unfortunate to see the circumstances that they've had to face, but for them to be able to come back and have that camaraderie again in the locker room. And, you know, for people like me that were born without shin bones or other congenital birth defects, it's great to have a place that you can go with like people and basically make you feel like you belong.
And if you want to read about Josh's story, it's terrific. He's got a book called Lessons Learned, and it is just a terrific book about a great story about Josh Pauls, as he mentioned, born without shins and has made his life just something really special and something that all of us can really look up to. So, Josh, it's an honor always to talk with you. Again, as we head into this tournament, who is the top contender, and when do you play those Bruins again?
So, man, I mean, Tier 1 is going to be such a intense, fierce competition. I don't want to give too many favorites. I know Nashville has quite a few national team players, and a lot of times that makes the difference. So they're going to be a tough one to beat. We play Chicago at 10:40 on Friday in the morning. I know while some people may be at work, that may not be maybe the tougher one to get out to. But Friday, that's our big tilt. We're playing Boston, a rematch of the Cup Final, at 6:10 this Friday. In the big Centene rink. So, I mean, it fits 2,000 people. We're hoping to fill that place because, man, it's going to be such a great atmosphere. I played in Sochi, and we were in Czech Republic last year, had the hostile crowds against us. And so I'd really like to see what it's like to have the crowd on our side for once.
Well, win the trophy, Josh. We'll be pulling for you, and we'll look for you Friday night against Boston, Friday morning against Chicago, and then throughout the weekend at the U.S. Hockey Sled Classic at the Centene Community Ice Center. Josh, thank you again for joining me this morning, and good luck.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Josh Pauls on Total Information AM. The news is coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.